Yeah, it's only about 5 hours drive from this area. But still, I mean, that whole region was getting hammered. I know I have family that lives up north of Pittsburgh and New York there, and they're like, you know, near Erie and that, and they usually get pounded.
Yeah, I remember when I was young and stupid, I went to visit my cousin once. He lived up in Binghamton at the time, which is about, 3.5-4 hours northwest of New York City, and made it about halfway, stopped off in Monticello, which was the halfway point from where I was living. It was totally fine when I got to Monticello, got back on the highway, and it was like driving into a brick wall of snow. A trip that took me 3 hours took me about 7.5 hours.
Yeah, I hear ya. I had a few of those trips back in my younger days. Now, if it's snowing, I barely want to go try 5 miles in it. But when you're young, man, and had some crappy vehicles with crappy tires, you just thought you were invincible, and you didn't, it's so much snowing, so what? You just got in the car with friends, and you took off. You know, didn't matter where you're going, and had some of those, 1 hour drives turn into 4 or 5 hours. So, but not these days. To wisened up a bit.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said a couple years ago when we were in Indiana. We had to take my son to the hospital, and coming out, all of a sudden it just started blizzarding, and it was a whiteout on the interstate. I'm like, screw this, we're getting a hotel room somewhere. There ain't no way I'm driving in this. But, you know, when I was 18, 19, I didn't think nothing of it. So, yeah, older and wiser. And as I say that, I pull up to a red light and what's in front of me but a car with New York tags on it. Funny.
Yeah, not only do all those drives take you 2 to 3 times as long, you're white-knuckled and you're tense the whole time, and you feel, like, exhausted by the time you get to your destination. Even when I do drive and I'm kind of a wimp, I have to, you know, I drive a, you know, four-wheel drive vehicle with nice tires, and I'm all ready with the, you know, stuff in the back for either getting myself pulled out or pulling some Dallas or whatever you need, you know, you need in like an emergency situation. And so, because, you know, I've had it where I've gone off the road out in the country and I've had to walk 3 or 4 miles and not enough clothing and, you know, with no cell phone, no nothing.
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 for ID. Yeah, I've definitely been in those situations, too. Everybody laughs at me when, living here in July, and I still have a coat in the back of the car, and I'm like, you know, you just never know in Michigan what the weather is going to be like. Yeah, definitely not a whole lot of fun there. My car does really good in the snow. I got a little Nissan Rogue, and this thing just plows, eats up the snow like it's nothing. So I was really happy with this purchase.
That's good. You know, those in this state, having a good snow car makes all the difference. I spent a couple winters driving a two-wheel drive Cherokee, so it was, you know, just rear-wheel drive, and you know, hardly any weight in the back of those things. And man, that thing was like terrible in the snow. Could barely get going, which is probably a good thing. But you just touched the gas a little bit, and your back end was kicking out all over the place.